Your squad had their first loss last week to Underwood in a shutout game. What did you take from that loss?
Well, we didn't really do much of anything right, and that started with me at the top. And so we had to take a good hard look in the mirror over the weekend and in some staff meetings and just kind of evaluate, you know, what went wrong and then make some changes. And so we've had a good few days since then and kind of getting excited to get back out on the field this Friday against Shenandoah, who's playing some really good football right now.
And you kind of mentioned you talked a few things over with your staff. How do you look to get the offense rolling back in the right direction as they had under 100 total yards last week?
Yeah, and it's been 2 weeks where we haven't been very good on offense. And so that's obviously something that we needed to address right away. And we made some subtle changes. It's just kind of going back to some basic things that we needed to refocus on. And that's been what we've done so far this week in practice. And, you know, the kids are bought in. The kids understand. They know what they need to do this week to kind of get things back going as well. So just going back to some of the basic fundamental things that we were really emphasizing early in the year. We did have some injury issues the last 2 weeks we were kind of dealing with that threw us off a little bit offensively. But, you know, that can't be an excuse for it either. So we got to be better, and that's what we focused on this week.
Sure, and I mean, taking a look at some of the positives, Brady Phelps and Zach Robbins, they both had 5.5 total tackles and 3 solo tackles. What made them a little bit successful in kind of bringing at least a little bit of energy to that defense?
Yeah, Zach's had a really good season all year, and he's been a good bark for us defensively. He's got a high motor, just flies to the ball. He's really tough to block, and so he's been doing it since week one. Brady Phelps has really come on strong here the last 2 weeks, and he keeps getting better and better every game, which we're really excited about. He's got a ton of athletic ability, and so him just playing with a lot of confidence right now, and you know, we asked the guys to fly around defensively. And you know, our defensive situation last week wasn't much different than the offense. We just didn't play very good. Sure. We were in some spots. We did some good things where we were in spots the right way. But just, again, little technique things, little fundamental things that we needed to focus on this week and get better at. But hopefully we can get everybody to kind of replicate that high-energy, chaotic defense that we preach.
And, I mean, you've only got one loss on the season. You got two very winnable games coming up over the span of the next 2 weeks. I mean, the enthusiasm of your athletes, I mean, they must be very motivated at this point to finish out the rest of the season on a high note.
Well, you know, you said a couple things there that have rung true for us. I mean, yeah, we've only got one loss. We're 5-1. It's still, we've had a really good season up to this point, and nobody's happy with the way our last game transpired. But, you know, one of the things about the kids is they're hungry and eager to get back out there, and some changes to that as well. And they want to right the ship quickly. And they know that we've got a tough team this Friday that we're going to be playing, that when we look at film, that's a team that's gotten better every single week, noticeably better. And so the guys know that they got to be, you know, on point this week. And so super excited for the game. You know, there's a lot on the line here in terms of playoff positioning and seeds for the playoffs and all that stuff. So certainly a lot to play for. But I think the biggest thing that we've stressed and the kids understand is that, you know, we just got to come back and fix the problems that we experienced last week and just, you know, make it right.
And I mean, looking at this, if you had to pick one goal that's kind of your main goal for your athletes to achieve over the next 2 weeks, what would that goal be?
It's really hard to kind of look big picture wise at that stuff. We're really siloed in what we do. And so honestly, last night it was all about giving your best at practice last night. And when we get out there tonight, it's going to be the same thing. Like, hey, we had a great, awesome practice last night, but we got to be better. And there's no excuses. You just got to, you know, you got to get up and you got to be better than you were yesterday. And every rep, every opportunity, you got to give your very best. And so that's kind of what we preach. We try to take that day by day approach that way.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for your time here this morning. And thanks for calling me on the landline to get you in here for this interview here.
Yeah, thank you very much. We appreciate the coverage.
Of course. And good luck on Friday against Shenandoah. Should be a really fun game.
It should be. Thank you very much.
Of course. Have a great rest of your week.